Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us from the Friends of the Taos Point Lighthouse and State Park, Carol Garlow. Carol, how are you today?
I'm just fine, thank you.
Glad to have you on. It's nice to have you on to talk about something being open and not talking about something in a virtual form.
Exactly. We are so happy after being closed for 2 years to be able to greet guests inside the lighthouse, and we want to invite the public to come. We are now open 7 days a week from now until Labor Day, and actually in September we'll be open 6 days a week, and that'll go till October 4th. So the tours are offered every day between noon and 4 p.m., and we have volunteer keepers staying now 2 weeks at a time, and they have Tuesdays off. That's their day off for them to meander around the country or the area. So the members of the Friends group have offered to give casual tours on Tuesdays, and that is by donation from noon. It's noon till 4 every day from now till Labor Day, actually, and into September. So because the gift shop is closed on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, Tuesday and Wednesday is by donation.
It's a
more casual, less structured tour of the lighthouse.
Sure.
From Thursday through Monday, the tickets are sold, and you sign up for which hour you want to go through.
Okay.
And all this is under the direction of the Michigan History Center out of Lansing.
Very nice. Yeah, and I know it's good to hear that people can come on out. I know they come out to Taos Point, and they go out to the lighthouse, and they've been disappointed in the past. They couldn't go in. Now they can do so. And
correct.
You know, every day there's going to be open to the public. But you got some events you wanted to talk about also.
Yes, well, later this summer, on the 23rd of July, we're sponsoring a golf outing at the Knoll View Golf Course in Knoll Gray, and that's a fundraiser for our Lighthouse Pavilion project.
Okay.
And August 7th is National Lighthouse Day, so in 1789, I think I got my date straight, was when the lighthouse establishment was put together by the Congress. It's a federal thing. And so this is across the country. August 7th is National Lighthouse Day. And we will have some kind of a celebration, probably from 11 till 3. It's a Sunday this year. And there'll be family activities.
Very good. Yeah.
And then otherwise, just want to remind our listeners that everyone in our area, Iosco County, down to Standish, Midland, West Branch, this is your lighthouse. Please come and enjoy it. See the view from the tower. It's absolutely always beautiful. And it's just a wonderful opportunity. The museum is good. The view is wonderful. You can maybe absorb some maritime and actually give a little history of the Taos area also along the way. So it's great for the whole community.
It really is. Now, if they want more information, you guys, social media, Facebook, website?
Oh, yeah. Our website is www.taoslighthousefriends.com.
All right. Check that out. You can keep up with what's happening out there. And do remember, if you're coming out, you got to have that recreation pass.
That's right, to get into the state park.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But this really, it's everyone's lighthouse, and it is only two in the state of Michigan that the state of Michigan actually owns this lighthouse. So it's quite unique, and they have set up the keeper program. So we have new keepers coming every 2 weeks, most from Michigan, but from seven other states this summer. So that's interesting, too.
No doubt. So take it in. Yes, it's one of our treasures here in the Taos area. And from the Friends of the Taos Point Lighthouse and State Park, Carol Garlow. Carol, always a pleasure. And whenever you got more information, feel free to join us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Okay, thank you for having us.